Beyond.
Hello, and welcome to the audiobook entitled Beyond Armor, written by Bob Dubaz. My name is Anne Wild, and I will be your narrator. John Sturzinger performs the part of Frank Armor, and Brendan Jones plays the role of young Mark Stevenson. Music score is from Sky Terminal's Don't Close Your Eyes CD, along with John Deenan's Soon Come. Sound engineering and music production was completed by Marcel Preston. Enjoy the ride.
En mémoire de mon ami, plus grand que la vie. Benoît, je me souviendrai toujours. You called me your hero.
Chapter 1. A Girl. Kenny was motioning towards the three girls, and now they'd stopped talking and were staring back at him and Mark. Mark felt his face flushing.
Now is not the right time to ask,
he mumbled to Kenny and kept on walking towards English class. Mark made the rest of the way through high school hallway sounds of laughter, music, and the tinny slamming of locker doors into the less chaotic classroom environment. Shuffling of knapsacks, books, and chair legs on tile gradually rescinded as everyone settled in for Mr. Pacey's English literature class.
Nah, she'd never say yes,
Mark said, close enough to Kenny so no one else in the room would overhear them. Kenny assured Mark that she surely would. He shared how Monica recently told Liz that she thought that he was both cute and interesting. Kenny even coached him on a next step. Now all you've got to do is go over there and ask her, you dope. Kenny could not believe how gutless Mark was around some girls. Downright shy. They always seemed to like Mark pretty well, but he had trouble seeing it himself. After all, Kenny might have an ability to make the girls laugh at his clowning around, but Mark had nice looks. A lighter, yet still tan-skinned version of his East Indian dad. Mr. Stevenson had a more muscular build on the bigger frame of a fully grown man, but Mark was already stretching up beyond his dad's 5'11". There were bursts of laughter from the area further up where the girls were seated as some inside joke was shared. Mark felt a heavy lump growing in the pit of his stomach. Monica was still laughing at something with Liz and Sandra. Her long, straight blonde hair was so thick and shiny that it reminded him of yellow straw. What were they giggling about? Could it possibly be the idea of him walking up to Monica and actually asking for a date? Kenny was probably correct. He had been getting the general impression that she wanted him to ask her out. Mark wished that Monica wasn't so darn popular because it made her seem even more unapproachable. It was probably just her friendship with Liz, Kenny's girlfriend, which made the idea of double dating. Go on, Mark, you little chicken. Go get up and ask her, Kenny encouraged along with a good shove from his seat right behind Mark. Quiet and order was momentarily established by the seasoned teacher at the front. Seats, everyone! We have lots of good stuff to cover today, Mr. Pacey said, clapping his hands in his usual upbeat, effeminate sort of way. One of the kids had spoken his nickname, Pacey Pansy, loud enough for him to hear this semester, and it had even been scribbled in pen on the side of the chalkboard. Somebody had covered it up with a calendar, but Mark really didn't share in the joke. Mr. P. Pacey, whatever his real first name was one of the few high school teachers who clearly loved his job and tried hard to see that every student got something out of his class. Besides, Mark and everybody else knew the guy had a wife and 4 kids. When Mark leaned back, he was reminded how damp his shirt was with perspiration, and his face was still warm from the embarrassing hallway episode. English 1120 would certainly be better than enduring the pressure cooker outside the class. Why did Kenny have to push like that? He just didn't get it, since he had no trouble being funny around girls. How could he ask Monica anything when it seemed that the whole world was standing on the sidelines waiting for him to mess up? It was going to have to be some time and some place where the two of them could be alone. A place where it didn't matter who was watching and where there would be no interruptions. Then, so what if she said no? Master Mark, a voice called out from the front. Mr. Pacey often enjoyed using the old private school student address he had experienced as a prep schoolboy back in England. Do tell us, what did Nathaniel Hawthorne use the old man in the mountain?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?